Welcome to the Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast, which is brought to you by Factor Pre-Prepared Meals. Sam has a discount code for you so you can try it for yourself at the end of the podcast.
Again today, something from Three Things to Know today I wanted to go deeper on because that's kind of a quick, hey, this is what's going on, here it is. So let's go deeper into Starbucks making changes across anything new that they build, and then they're going to remodel like 1,000 existing locations. They're doing something about the noise problem.
And it's acoustics.
Yes. And I think that's a great idea, because anytime you go somewhere to sit down to enjoy something, i.e. a restaurant or a coffee shop, everything matters. You know that's true for me, Murphy. Yeah. One of the number one thing that matters to me are the chairs.
Yes, comfort.
Yeah.
Like if somebody, we're going to get to Starbucks, but if somebody says, hey, let's go eat at restaurant, you know, blank, and if I've eaten there and the chairs weren't comfortable, I'm like, can we go somewhere else? Because I'm going to be sitting there for an hour at least, and I want a comfortable chair. I mean, I know that sounds like a princess thing.
No, I think that's legitimate. If you're going, it's very different if you're going to, if you're sitting for 2 seconds and getting up and leaving.
Sure.
But metal chairs and that sort of thing, it's not going to lend itself to, not that they have those at Starbucks.
We waited in line for a long time to get a table somewhere, and then they walked us in, remember? Yeah. And you were like, Jody, metal chairs. And I was like, man, whatever.
I told them we can leave if you want.
No. We sat. Yeah. Anyway, so Starbucks says they're going to do something about the noise problem, and I love both reasons. Number one, for the customer experience. If you're trying to have coffee as a first date, people are having trouble hearing. If you're trying to work, I see a lot of people working in all kinds of coffee shops, but they have earbuds in anyway.
Yeah.
You know, and you're just working away. But when I said that, did you not realize that there is a noise issue?
Yeah, actually, I have noticed that, because there have been meetings that I haven't done. If somebody says that they want to meet, and there are a number of coffee shops actually that are a lot like that, because all they have are glass and hard walls, and it's just ripe for the sound to bounce everywhere, and just the noise of what's being done behind the counter, along with everything being the conversations and all that.
Well, think about all that it can improve, because it's not just, it is number one, they're saying, for the customer experience. But the other situation about the background noise and the bounciness of it is that there's a huge problem that they're having. The baristas cannot hear customers' orders properly.
And then
you've got customers who are like, I said oat milk or whatever.
Oatmeal? Oat milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just love that idea. So I knew that I wanted to dig deeper in this for you. So they're going to add acoustic foam.
Yeah.
And then they're going to put, I don't even know what these are, dampening baffles to the ceiling.
Sound dampening. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Some of them absorb sound, and some of them reflect it in different ways.
Maybe they should consult you, Murphy.
I know just enough about that to make a mess.
That foam that they're going to use, is that anything like the foam on the cold brew?
No.
Oh.
Noise foam. Yeah. What do you call it? Yeah. Baffling foam?
Yeah, sound baffling. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's really become an even more common thing in a lot of minimalist type office settings or whatever, where very basic sound baffling. It's decorative, so you can't really tell that that's what it's for.
Oh.
But yes, it is really important. Most people think about sound treatment being either for like a studio like this that we're in, or like a 3D, anybody that has, not 3D, people that have home theater setups.
Okay.
Where, there's again sound absorption and all that kind of stuff. But that makes perfect sense to me, because there are restaurants that you and I will go into
it's
and eat.
So loud.
Yeah, there are a couple of our favorite Mexican restaurants. And it's a party atmosphere, so I get it. But when you don't have the acoustic treatments, and you don't want to deaden a room to the point where it sounds like a vacuum when you're walking into it. But you do, to me, want to manage it enough so that people can have a great conversation in here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's lovely for them to think of that as part of the experience, I think. It really is. You don't think about it unless it bothers you. One of those restaurants that we go in, can I tell this story? Mm-hmm. One of those restaurants that's loud and fantastic. We should go eat there tonight. You've always said that sometimes your, is it tinnitus bothers you in there?
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird. I mean, I've always had, tinnitus is that where you constantly hear a sound and a frequency. It's a really high pitched thing in my ears, and I'm used to it. But certain things will aggravated. It's weird because sitting in here where we're wearing earbuds, headphones or whatever, that doesn't seem to affect it. But when I'm in a noisy environment like a restaurant, eventually the tinnitus gets louder than the restaurant itself, which I know seems impossible that I can actually hear it over, you know, what's going on. But
what that is, it's like, no, don't forget about me. I'm here too.
Yeah, I'm sure scientifically there's got to be some reason, you know, for it. And I never had any of that. And this is, I'm not going to derail us, but I never had this until COVID. You know, and so anyway,
I was going to
talk about derailing.
I was going to see if you had that when Jody and you started, you know, together. Suddenly tinnitus.
No, but you know,
everything counts when in an experience. Going back to Starbucks, you sometimes don't realize it, and sometimes you do. It depends on who you are, how much of a princess you are with the seats. For me, I can be at a restaurant with my girlfriends, and they don't even care about. They're like, I don't think the seat's uncomfortable, and I have, you know, wiggled around for half an hour. So it depends on who you are. I also it's not that I can change it. There are certain dressing rooms where it's like, if they would change the light to make it softer, I'd buy more clothes. You know, it's like, come on, give me some, you know, complimentary light and not such harsh lighting.
Harsh
Everything matters when you're a customer.
Yeah. You know, and in a dressing room, again, because most of the ones I've ever been in, there is no acoustic treatment there, too. So not just noisy, but you can hear every single conversation that's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to be careful about what ears might be nearby.
Right.
So, you know, the thing about what Starbucks is going to do, and I'm sure others will follow,
you know,
follow suit on that, it's really, it's not going to turn it into this egg crate looking thing. One of the things I learned early on about that is that a room, the noisiest rooms are the ones that everything's at a 90 degree angle.
Sure.
Flat walls, flat ceilings without any sort of angling in the room is always going to make it noisy because it reflects. And what goes one direction, and if it's not at an angle, comes straight back at you. That's why it's so loud. And all they're going to have to do are put things in corners. You kind of create, you know,
it's
again, I'm not an engineer, but it's about shapes and angles. And so that's how you dampen the sound of a room is by eliminating, you know, straight
hard
across hard edges, 90 degree angles. Right.
Nice.
Is this going to affect the coffee?
More orders will be correct because baristas can hear.
Oh,
so
yeah. Maybe they'll start spelling your name right, huh?
Maybe so.
Or maybe you can walk in there with your line and be confused and say, I understand you have new foam.
Okay.
I'd like to try this acoustic foam, please.
All right. Tell us about Factor, Sam.
Factor Meals, one of the things, you know, we haven't talked about are the add-ons that you get a choice of every week. You know, we've told you there's variety, 35 choices for meals every week. It's easy. It's only 2 minutes in the microwave. But the add-ons every week, you got the meals coming. But what say, you know, maybe you want some overnight oats.
Love them.
You can order those on the side, and those come as an add-on.
Cookies, oh, really?
Cookies for dessert. Or those special juice of the veggie juices, you know? Maybe do a cleanse with the juices that they send. They've even got this smoky habanero macaroni and cheese. How'd you like to have that on the side?
I would love to have that. Maybe we'll get that because I ordered Murphy.
So you got your meal plan, and then you can do the add-ons, like dips. There's even party dips you can order from Factor. And right now, whatever you get in that first box is going to be 50% off with this code at factormeals.com. The code is MSJ50. 50% off your first box order, and then, right now, the special is an extra 20% off your next box. 50% first box, 20% second box, the code MSJ50.
And thank you, Factor, for being a sponsor of the Murphy, Sam & Jody After the Show podcast.
Missed any part of the show? Get it all on the Murphy, Sam & Jody podcast.